Many of you have been to Branson, but have you been downtown to the old dime store that's been there for over 5 decades? See this story on the American Countryside page next week on Facebook and listen to it next on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
The story begins in 1961. Steve Hartley's dad moved his family to Branson, Missouri, with ideas of opening a 5 and 10 store. Back then, Branson was far from the town it is today.
It was a fishing town. It was for sure a summer town. I mean, I've heard him say many times on Labor Day afternoon, you could shoot a cannon off down the middle of the road and would hit nothing.
But the town began to grow in the late 60s and early 70s. First shows sprang up, bringing visitors to town and competition for Dick's 5 and 10.
When Walmart came to town, made it a little tough on all of us. My father being the merchant he is, we survived and were able to come down and get this much superior location in 1973.
The Hartleys found they could compete with the large box stores. Steve's dad added a large Arrowhead collection that could be viewed inside his store. He had a good reason to do so.
It put a collection in the store that garnered the interest of the men while the ladies shopped, but it also was something that he loved.
You can see many collections here. Over 100 World War II aviation prints. There's plenty of signed baseball memorabilia, too. It'll make you believe you've landed at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
We have married nostalgia, and we've married trendy. And so with the 500 different vendors that we merchandise, we look for the unusual, the hard to find, the nostalgic, the fun.
A third of the store are still staple items you'll find in an old 5 and dime. Housewares, toys, sewing supplies. But there's plenty of new and unique items you won't find anywhere else. In fact, they've got over 70 running feet of space for candy and sodas. You can often find Steve running one of the checkouts and visiting with customers. You can see the TV version of this story next week by following the American Countryside on Facebook. Our story continues on radio next time. As we travel the countryside in Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.